Nearly 6 years of war have devastated the lives of millions of Yemenis and undermined confidence-building efforts in the region. I've appealed for an immediate global ceasefire to focus on the one true fight, the battle against the COVID-19 pandemic, and the Security Council has joined this call. But as I said in my address to the General Assembly, we need to step up our efforts. The clock is ticking and people are dying, and Yemen is exhibit A for the need to realize a ceasefire now. Last week brought a ray of hope. The parties took promising steps by releasing more than 1,000 prisoners, the largest prisoner exchange since the start of the conflict. This action not only reunited many Yemeni families with their loved ones, but also demonstrates that the parties are able to reach agreement and follow through on their commitments. The United Nations continues to facilitate negotiations between the Yemeni parties on the joint declaration, comprised of a nationwide ceasefire, economic and humanitarian confidence-building measures, and the resumption of the political process. Meanwhile, the security situation remains fragile. Over recent weeks, we have witnessed a further escalation of conflict, concentrated principally in Al-Jawf, Ma'arib, and Hodeida governorates, with the latter being of significant concern as it risks undermining the Stockholm Agreement of 2018. Fortunately for now, hostilities have subsided, but this is not enough. We need an immediate ceasefire and return to the negotiation table to work out a political settlement to end the war. Nothing less will suffice. Our collective ambition is high, but necessarily it must be so after the many years of conflict. I acknowledge the painstaking compromise being asked of the parties to finalize this set of agreements. I reiterate my call on them to continue their engagement with my envoy without preconditions to finalize the joint declaration. Yemeni women and youth must also be part of the process to ensure an inclusive and sustainable solution. There is no doubt that tensions in the region have complicated our efforts to find a peaceful settlement in Yemen. Yet we know the swift resolution of the Yemen conflict can contribute to building trust and confidence building throughout the region. The conflict is a reminder that unless we address the urgent and the immediate regional challenges, instability could spread further and wider. At the same time, Yemen remains the largest humanitarian emergency, famine is looming, and it's all compounded further by the continued spread of COVID-19. Mr. President, COVID-19 pandemic respects no borders. I was encouraged when several Gulf countries expressed support for my global ceasefire call and dispatched humanitarian aid to affected countries around the world. I commend these efforts and urge countries to waive any sanctions that may adversely affect access to vital humanitarian and medical assistance amid this pandemic. Whatever our differences, our common humanity should compel us to rise to the challenge in a spirit of solidarity.